Thank you, Chase.
Could you go through those names again, just so it's, sorry, so it's got caught?
Yeah, no problem.
And so, state the time.
Yes, so we're going to start this meeting, our regular monthly board meeting at 6 o'clock. We'll go ahead and get it started. I see on the meeting so far, we've got Bob and Jeff Condon. Our newest member, Megan. Welcome, Megan, to your first ever SDIC meeting. We're glad you're here.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, I can. Everybody else here okay? Then we've got Chase, Debbie Murphy, Amanda Hoyt, Gary, Wyatt Roseman, Susie Dahl. I got one phone that says WRLC, and Marie. You think it captured all that, Chase?
Yes.
Okay. I have it written down too.
Okay. 12 total.
Yeah. Yep. So perfect. Well, we call this meeting order at 6 o'clock. Let's go ahead. We did our introductions. Let's go ahead and open it up to public comment, because we have a lot of things to go through and only a short time to do it in. So I really want to push through tonight. At this point in time, let's open up the floor to public comment. Is there any public comment tonight? Okay, hearing none. Any hands raised or anything, Chase, or are we good?
I don't see any, no.
Yeah. Okay, hearing none. So item three is the agenda approval. We need a motion to approve the agenda as presented, unless there's any changes anybody would like to communicate before we do so. Everybody had a chance to look through the agenda?
The only thing I would like to add is, and I'm not sure if it's a new agenda item, is under best practices, the SDIC represented for SCAPU's 50-year plan. There's also a SCAPU's community meeting on April 8th that Karen, who's not with us tonight, alerted us to, and to see if we wanted a present at that meeting. I'm not sure if it needs an actual agenda item. However, it was, I've never been to one before, but it might be something we discuss under the 7FII.
Okay. Works for me. Gary, Amanda, Megan, you guys okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Have any of you ever been to the SCAPU's town meeting before?
No, I have not.
Okay, I have not.
Okay. No problem. All right, we'll talk about it when we get to 7FII. Chase, perfect. Okay, with that said, with that change, or not really a change, but just kind of a subheading underneath 7FII to involve the SCAPU's community meeting conversation, could we get a motion to approve the agenda as presented, but with that one change?
I move to approve as amended.
Thank you, Gary. Anyone second?
I'll second.
Okay, so Gary moved and Amanda second. So let's go ahead and vote on all in favor of approving the agenda with that one amendment. Say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Okay, Chase, looks like we're a little bit behind with approving some meeting minutes. So I'm assuming as best practice, it'd be okay to go through one by one, or do we approve them in bulk? What have we done historically?
If there's nobody that wants any changes to any of them, we can just go ahead and approve it in bulk.
Did anybody or did everybody get a chance to read through the minutes? And does anybody have any comments to them? I have one comment if nobody else does, but I can wait. Not hearing any changes, Chase. Was there any public comment about the meeting minutes? They've been up on our website for quite a while, and I know it's been a while since we've approved them. Has everybody in the public had a chance to review them? Man, we got a quiet group tonight. We're going to have to liven this thing up. Chase, how do you turn background music on in Zoom?
I have no idea. I'm struggling with recording.
DJ on this thing. Okay. So let's go. The one change I wanted to throw out, and it's really nitpicky, but it's just, I've got kind of a mechanical brain and this is how it works. One, on the meeting minutes on January 12th or for January 12th.
Okay.
What up?
Give me a second here, Ron. Tweet. Okay.
Under public comment, the fourth line down under public comment, it's just supposed to say O&M manual is at the top of the to-do list, not OEM. And I know it's not super important, but there could be some confusion to somebody that reading it, that we're looking at the original equipment manufacturers and not the operations maintenance manual.
Is that better?
Perfect. That was all I found. I think everything else looked great. It's very concise, to the point. It's nice to read through. Okay. Mr. Conan, are you okay with us just approving all these meeting minutes in bulk, or should we do them one by one?
I think you can make a motion to approve them all with the one adjustment to the January 12th, 2023 minutes to change the term OEM to ONM.
Okay. Anybody want to make that motion?
Chase, can you put the dates back up? I didn't write them down, sorry.
Yeah. 1 second. So it would be 11/29/2022, 12/14/2022, 1/12/2023 with the adjustment from OEM to ONM, and 2/13/2023, the annual board meeting, board of directors meeting. And it should be noted that I did post the annual meeting of the members minutes as a courtesy. Those are not being approved. They are approved at next year's annual member meeting, but I put them up there just so everybody can read them.
Doing that. Okay, guys, we need a motion.
I move to approve the November 29th, 2022 as presented, minutes as presented, 12/14/2022 as presented, the January 12th, 2023 as amended, and the February 13th, 2023 as presented.
You nailed that one, Gary. Can we get a second?
Question, wasn't there five sets of minutes? I think he just listed off four sets.
There was five sets that I presented to the public for review. The fifth set was an annual members meeting set of minutes, which isn't approved until next year.
Yeah, okay, never mind. I second.
Perfect. All right. Gary made the motion, Amanda seconded. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Motion carries. I was on the fence going back and forth about that little amendment, but my OCD,
I think it's good.
OCD kicked in. All right, let's roll right into item number five, the president's message, which I printed somewhere. Give me 1 second. Okay, I'll try to zoom right through this because I know we've got a lot to talk about here for financials and in the manager's report, but okay. So the president's message for 3/9 of 2023, I just wanted to update everybody. The SDIC was very busy last month. We were able to successfully host our 2023 annual landowners meeting, as well as our monthly board meeting on the 13th of February. The significance of the timing of the annual meeting may be irrelevant to most folks out there, but it was especially important to me as it accomplished another one of our many goals that we set out to accomplish last year. Article 4, Section 1 of our Articles of Incorporation states that the annual meeting of the members shall be held in the month of February. And as most of you know, due to COVID, we were forced to alter the timing of the annual meeting for the past couple of years. I'm happy that the annual meeting of the members is back on track. And I want to give a special thank you to the individuals, the SDIC board, Susan, Chris, and Alex with the city of Scappoose, Michael and the folks at Metro Presort, and especially Chase, who all worked hard to get our timing back in line with our bylaws. Also in February, the SDIC continued to work to develop a relationship with the city of Scappoose by meeting with City Manager Raines, who was kind enough to offer some suggestions and advice about next steps and ideas to achieve our SWOT analysis and long-range planning goals, which we're going to discuss later. Operationally, we completed some major pump repairs at the Evans Pump Station and worked with Cal Portland to design and build a frame for the Johnson Pump intake, which Chase will dive into in his manager's report, so I won't steal his thunder. And then again, February was a busy month for us, but March is shaping up to be even busier as we work to finalize infrastructure repairs and further develop our long-range planning system by establishing goals and realistic approaches to achieving those goals. We'll also continue coordinating with the city as they approach the conclusion of their expanded IDA and work to remain involved with their stormwater master plan process. And I just like to add, and I know I mentioned in the last meeting, but the synergies we're seeing by not only working with landowner members and our neighbors, but also by creating an environment where we can collaborate creatively and bounce ideas off the people and the resources around us. It's beginning to not only show a benefit economically, but socially as well. And we continue to find ways to weave the goals and obligations of the SDIC with the needs of the needs and the aspirations of our community.
All right.
That, any comment? I don't know. Was that on the screen, Chase? Because I put my screen right over yours.
No, I didn't have a chance to upload the, you sent it to me, but I tried to get it converted in time and I didn't. I'm sorry.
No problem. Did everybody hear all that okay? I know there's a lot in there. Is there any questions or comment about the message or the president's message? Okay, hearing none. Okay, well, let's roll right into dollars and cents, Chase. Item number six, company financial review and expenditure approvals.
Everybody see the transaction list on the screen?
Yes.
Yep.
This last month, there wasn't a whole lot of expenses. A lot of them came through in the previous month, mainly due to the Evans repairs. The one thing that does jump off the page is the $4,800 electricity bill from the PUD. For whatever reason, the river has been really low the last month, and so we've been utilizing the gravity drainage, which has saved us quite significant power savings. And so that's kind of been a bonus for us. There hasn't been a lot of moisture either in the last month, so that's also helped. The biggest thing is I wanted to switch to the P&L and the budget. So where we stand, of course, remember our budget year goes from July 1 to June 30. And the biggest thing is we're under, let me find it here. So the Evans, we're currently about $10,000 over or under budget on that repair work. I suspect a couple smaller bills coming in, but for the most part, that project's pretty much wrapped up. The only thing that jumps off the page is over expenditure, and that would be the mailing for Metro Presort. But we have to keep in mind that we've had our biggest expense for Metro Presort and the mailing is our annual meeting mailers. And we've had two annual meetings in one budget cycle. And we didn't really prepare for that during our budgeting meeting. So that's why that one seems over than what it normally would be. And the other was the insurance. There was a unanticipated increases in workers' compensation insurance. We covered that a couple of meetings back, and we've given SDIS the authority to go and just try to find a better deal out there. And I haven't heard any feedback on that yet, but that would be the big difference there. And I guess if there's any questions, does anybody have any?
I didn't have any when I looked through them, Chase.
Anybody on the public want to comment or have a question? Then with that being said, I guess Janelle requested a $13,000 transfer from the state pool to cover anticipatory expenses and checks written.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. So we need...
Amanda usually takes this on.
Yeah, go ahead, Amanda.
Sorry, I'll unmute myself. I move to approve the financials as presented and to approve the $13,000 state pool transfer.
Second.
I heard Megan and Gary. Which one of you wants the second?
Go ahead, Gary.
All right. Well, thank you, Amanda and Gary. Let's go ahead and put it to a vote. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, motion carries. $13,000 transfer and minutes approved as presented. Or I'm sorry, the finances approved as presented. Thanks for going through that, Chase. Okay, so the vast majority of this this meeting is going to take place in the next few items. But before we jump into the manager's report, I just want to make one quick announcement. It's mainly for the board. But one of the things that past president Mapes put in place was kind of a coexistence or co team partnership between board members and our general manager. And then we kind of got away from that a little bit as we worked through kind of a shortened year between June of last year and February of this year. We had kind of a rush cycle. We kind of got away from that. I'm going to be reaching out to board members via email, probably separately and individually, just to see if there's any interest in helping Chase out with any of these items. For instance, Gary typically was the infrastructure guru. Chase and I and Gary have been doing some operations stuff. Karen was real big with personnel, and I helped out with that a little bit last year. So just keep that in mind. I'd really want to evolve the board's involvement as we help work through some of these items together in this coming year. So we'll do that separately, but I just want everybody to be aware of that. Go ahead, Chase.
So I guess I'll kind of just jump right into it. As I mentioned earlier, the Evans pump number one repairs. So I can turn my video on here so everybody can see me talking. I'm trying to hold on a second. Sorry. Come on. There it goes. So as everyone's been aware, the Evans pump number one repairs have been ongoing. They're pretty much complete. I was able to test run the pump last week, and the last step was to have it balanced. Reed Electric was going to come out and do that. But I was notified this week that they upgraded their computer system and their vibration monitors are not talking to their new computer system. So they pushed it off till next week. And kind of the other big thing that came out of that was I mentioned at the annual meeting that I thought securing the Evans number one suction umbrella was going to be relatively easy. As it turned out, it was not at all. We did get it done, but securing it to the what essentially is the floor of the Evans, but is the ceiling of the sump, turned out to be much more challenging than I had originally anticipated by far. I had mentioned this when we repaired the Evans number two, that the amp draw that we saw once we rebuilt the pump was significantly less than what was previously experienced. We have also experienced that again, but I'm not getting my hopes up. But kind of moving forward is removing the suction umbrellas from another pump and see if we get any efficiency changes in that. It's going to be kind of nice to watch if we do or not, but I'll report on that later as we kind of work through this, because you'll see under my action items looking ahead is to work with the Energy Trust. And we had, so Tuesday, we had a site visit from the Army Corps of Engineers. This was originally scheduled for a week prior, but due to the snow, we postponed it. And Rob actually joined me on that inspection, which was nice. We basically, the site visits that they call them now are more informal, a lot of conversations, we kind of touch on the big ticket items. Ours are toe drains, the culverts, and any major slope stability issues we have. Most of those were pointed out in the 2019 periodic inspections. The site visits now are not a eligibility inspection. The big inspections, which used to be periodics, are now called formal inspections, or the ones where they, you know, cover the entire levee with a team of people. And this is kind of a, what would be an interim checkup as we work through, you know, in between what are now called formal inspections. It was relatively quick, took about half a day, which even formals in the past have taken more than a day in my experience. We went around, we showed them the work we've kind of accomplished on finding the toe drains. We showed them where we've located or at least laid out where we assume a toe drain is located. I have showed them the difference between the as-built and the current builds with the Cherry Orchard pump station. And so we're still kind of trying to work our way through coming to an understanding on what happened there in the 70s when that a lot of construction happened there. And I still have some back and forth that I need to do with the Army Corps at this point in time. And I'll have a more, I guess, formal update at the next meeting. Like I said, only 2 days ago. And we need to cover the other thing that we need to cover is the culverts. I know some were inspected. The discharge lines for the pumps were inspected. And these are basically culverts or pipes that go through the levee. And I'm still trying to get a really good grasp on exactly what was inspected and what hasn't inspected. And that'll kind of determine how we move forward. Moving on, I've talked about these large floating vegetative mats that are at the North Pump Station. I met with Oregon State University, the Extension Service, and St. Helens a while back. The first thought was, is I guess there's a new invasive pond weed species that's been infesting our area, or it's slowly moving kind of south and north. As it turned out, it's a native species, and it's called floating pennywort. And the problem is they're not, they don't root into the soil. They just kind of float as a mass, and you can see them upstream, and they might be hung on a blackberry bush or a stick or a little grass. And then once they kind of break loose, they just, it comes as like a one big mat, and it doesn't plug the pump intake because it only inhabits like the upper couple inches of water, but getting it out of the way is quite tedious and undertaking and takes quite a bit of time. And so I'm trying to find a way that we could possibly use a chemical control option with them. You know, that's kind of a sensitive issue because you don't want to use chemical control in water, especially if the farmer's irrigating. And so the Extension Service sent me some literature from some work that was done at UC Davis on controlling this particular plant. And I'm still currently reviewing it and see if there's some options that we can maybe fit kind of in between with the landowner and us to avoid this situation in the future. Evans pumps are still at 3.744. As I mentioned earlier, the low river levels, we're getting a lot of gravity drainage. Got a pretty good chunk today too. And the rest of the pumps are at the 1.5 to 2.0. The Honeyman pump was reactivated about a week ago for landowner request. It's been off for months, which has saved us some power savings in that region too. So that's been good. Kind of looking forward, I want to get the Evans balance and get that pump and motor back into operations. And then I said, I'm going to reach out to Energy Smart Industrial for the incentives rebates, same as we received for the Evans number two. As Rob mentioned, securing the Johnson number two intake using a rigid metal frame essentially on it. The individual I was working with at Cal Portland, our times kind of weren't lining up. We got basically half the structure done and we need to complete the other half. We've been working on doing that. The individual also got very busy and I have to respect that. And so I've been in contact with them and hopefully we'll get that down here in the near future. Kind of where it is too, mechanized operations due to the weather. And the toe drain exploration, the train pump at Olson Farm is kind of an ongoing. I just leave it on there to kind of keep everybody abreast. We're still moving along. Put on my notes, hard stop. We'll go back to kind of the agenda. On personnel, the employee handbook is the main thing we have. I talked that Karen and I met at the last meeting. We're going to push that to the next meeting just so she wants to kind of be involved in that. Does anybody want to add on personnel?
I lost you for just a second. Did you say the you're going to move the handbook to the next meeting?
Yes, I am. We wanted to push it past when Karen was absent from the meeting.
Yeah, no, that's great.
408.
Sorry, go ahead, Chase.
Kind of moving on. I haven't received any up. The only one that's currently in process is the Cadman Ellis 408. I have not received any updates nor communications. Does anybody want to add to that?
Hey, Chase.
Yep.
Just to jump back to personnel real quick, one of the things that we had talked about after the annual reviews, the employee reviews, was to set some type of a structure, a more, you know, confined structure for the COLAs and the that whole process. We're going to set some type of a floor or a ceiling, or at least have that conversation. We should probably talk about that in personnel next month too.
Okay.
And we can have some offline conversations. They're not offline, but you know, I can send you some of the stuff that I've seen from other entities, some of the city stuff and county stuff from neighboring areas. They have some guidelines at least that we could look at just to kind of compare notes to.
That would be good. So as we jump on to accreditation in Lomar, we're basically still waiting on the city of Scappoose to complete their expanded interior drainage analysis. Chris gave an update at the annual meeting last month that it seemed like it was kind of in the conclusion form on their end. I have not seen anything or I've received anything. I'm not sure if anyone else has any questions or updates. Take that as no. So then we'll move on to best practices. We should probably spend some time on this. I'm actually going to go back to the agenda for this one. So the strategic planning and SWOT analysis, we've already completed a lot of the phases. We basically made a specific page on our website for to receive feedback. I did this before the annual meeting, hoping people would kind of print off the questionnaire, give us some feedback, turn it in at the annual meeting. I did not receive any feedback at the annual meeting, and I have not received any feedback through the website, nor mail or email. So that's kind of where that stands, and I think we probably need to decide moving forward, at least come up with a schedule, if you will. We've left public comment open now for well over a month. And so I think it'd be a good time to maybe establish a point to move forward.
Rob, I have a question, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead, Marie.
So what feedback do you want? Because none of us really know what happened at that meeting. Is there something on there? What are you asking for?
You don't have the ability to pull up the questionnaire, do you, Chase? I can pull it up.
I can't see it anyway. My question is general. What is it you guys are asking feedback to? You guys had the meeting. So is there something out of that meeting that's been put together for us to look at for feedback?
Yeah, so basically from a 30,000 foot view, the meeting was pretty robust. It was a 4-hour meeting and we covered a lot of
ground. Right.
At the end of it,
right.
At the end of it, what we're trying to accomplish is we're trying to get, we have some goals that, that some landowners and some members provided as feedback before the SWOT analysis. There were some goals that came in and some ideas that came in, and some of them are like, you know, things we can do in a week. And some of them are things that need to be done over a period of maybe 20 years and everything in between. And so what we're trying to do now at this point in time is really kind of narrow the scope and hone in on the goals that we need to accomplish now, the goals that we need to accomplish in a year, the goals that need to be budgeted and planned for the next 5 years, and maybe even long-term goals that need to be engineered out to be proven so we can go after some grant money. So we're just trying, as a first step to that process, what we're trying to do is just narrow the scope of the goals to something we can accomplish here in the next, say the next, you know, six to 12 months that fit within the budget and fit within what we're trying to accomplish. That's basically it. And that's what the little questionnaire thing says. There's just a couple things. There's like, what is there? 12 topics. Let's see, 12 goals: identify critical infrastructure improvement projects, develop collaborative relationships with local government entities, perform a conveyance system study deficiency. There's just all sorts of these different goals. And then basically at the bottom of the questionnaire is just your chance to kind of look back at those and see if there's something that you think we should put more emphasis on, or you think maybe something from that list is missing. And then we're just going to take all of those in our thinking and use that to create this long range planning path forward. Does that answer your question, Marie? Sorry, I know that was a lot of feedback.
No, that's fine. It answered my question, but I think it was, I just think that's kind of an odd place. I mean, I'm not going to look at the website to look for a questionnaire for somebody. I would have thought maybe you guys would have just shot that out if it's something you wanted, but that's just my own opinion. So
sure.
That may be why you're not getting any comments. I don't know. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah. No, thank you, Marie. Well, that's a good segue into just the next part of this conversation was going to include, Chase. I just think if we hone in on really what we're trying to accomplish here, I think as a next step, I really like some board member feedback. This is just me thinking out loud, and I've only been a part of, you know, directly engaged with one of these SWOT analysis, which is here. I've been indirectly engaged with them in the past. And like I said, in the president's message, Alex was from the city was able to provide some insight as to how they do theirs. And one of the things that she recommended was that when you have a list as robust and as big as ours of all these different goals you want to accomplish, it's best to really narrow that down on what you want to accomplish now and then evolve from there. So my recommendation, and I'd love some board feedback, is, you know, what can we do as far as putting a system in place or creating kind of a structure to where we can really attack these goals, you know, and get them on paper and separate them from 1 year projects to 5 year projects, 20 year projects, kind of categorize them a little bit better. Megan, I know you've been involved for 33 minutes now, so I won't put you on the spot, but.
Thank you. I'm trying really hard to think of something intelligent to say, but I need a little more information on all this.
you're totally fine. Gary, Amanda, any thoughts on that in general?
I wasn't actually prepared right at this point to answer that question. So what I would prefer to do is maybe review it a little more, hopefully give you better insight.
Sure. That's fair.
You're looking to see like what our priority thoughts were for the list? Is that what you were wanting?
Clearly, like which, you know, what priorities that we're thinking and how to prioritize them. But basically it's a more direct question was, do you think that between now and next meeting or even over the period of the next meeting, we could put some way of categorizing these goals, you know, and rating them and prioritizing them? Could we do that in a board meeting among all the other things we cover? Or would the board be interested in maybe having a work session, just a short 1 hour work session or so, to where we can get in there and separate out the 1 year to 5 year to 20 year type goals? And then once the 1 year goals say are assigned or, you know, are established, then we can take the board members, whoever's interested, and kind of put a point of contact to work with Chase to tackle this 1 year goal, and they can create a critical path forward. And, you know, like take the O&M, for example, that's a big one that we've all talked about that we know is going to be the top of the priority list. We could put together, say, you know, a group with Chase and I and our goal and our marching orders are to, in the next 6 months, completely revise and update the O&M manual to best reflect current practices. And that would be something him and I work on. And then we, once we're done with that, we would present that, you know, to the board for adoption.
I think that would be a great idea to have just a short, you know, 1 hour kind of work session to sit down and get that all ironed out.
Okay.
I would be in favor of that too.
I think with the bullet points being what they are, and they're very good bullet points, but there's a lot that needs to be, I guess, discussed on each of those bullet points to really, you know, prioritize them.
Yeah, that's a good point. And there's a lot of these bullet points that have, like, kind of like we identified during the SWOT analysis, there's a lot of these bullet points that have, like, you know, 7 or 10 different legs coming off of them and a million different directions you can go. You know, develop collaborative relationships with local government entities. There's about 10 million different ways we could go about doing that. But we should probably focus specifically on what we're trying to accomplish there and narrow the scope of that goal. So would you, Gary, be in favor of doing a work session at some point in time, maybe even before the next meeting, to do exactly that?
I think that'd probably be our most efficient way to handle this. I could see it being a bit longer than an hour, and I don't know that we want to put that into a board meeting. We can revisit what we come up with in the board meeting or what our recommendations might be in the board meeting to adopt. But as far as the general discussion goes, I think this could be pretty lengthy.
Yeah, fair enough. What are your thoughts, Chase?
I would agree with kind of everybody. We got to start somewhere. I mean, we just got to start grabbing some ideas and kind of get this ball rolling. And it could be a long conversation. And I think once we make a determination of kind of a priority list of what's important, identify critical infrastructure improvement projects, that might be tied to the conveyance system deficiency study. So some of these, like you said, there's a lot of legs coming off of each one of these, but at least if we can get kind of a timeline developed, we can at least start the process.
Yeah, I agree. And there, you know, some of these things we've even already started too, you know, like the O&M manual thing, the operations and maintenance. You know, when I think of manual, I think of a document, but really the operations and maintenance portion of this, there's a lot of things like the master calendar that, you know, you've already started and things like that, that show these critical dates and that could even be tied into, you know, a couple of other different items. So we've already got the ball rolling on some of this stuff. So I think it'd be good to not only look at, you know, hone in our goals and what we really identify, what we want to accomplish, but also take what we're already doing and shove that into some of these just to boost them up. So I'm okay with the work session too. It'd be great to get Karen's feedback, but knowing Karen, she might be in for it as well. But would it be appropriate now to schedule, you know, or to look at the schedule or a calendar real quick and maybe throw a couple dates out there, and then we could check with Karen, and or do we need to notice those dates, Chase?
What was that, Rob?
Can we pick a date to do that now, or do we need to? I forgot how we did that in November. Did we have to throw some dates out there and agree on one and then, you know, vote on it or make a motion or anything? Or did we just have to notice it appropriately once we decide on a date?
We just have to notice it appropriately. The annual meeting was a little bit more involved. This is a board meeting. It's actually a board work session. There's not going to be any decisions made.
Okay.
I think under the bylaws of the corporation, the president has the ability to call a meeting.
Well, let's pull out our calendars then. It would be great to do it before our next regularly scheduled meeting. That way we have something to discuss. And our next regularly scheduled meeting, I believe, is on the 13th?
13th. I'm not going to make any suggestions. Last time I tried to put it on Valentine's Day, and that was a bad idea.
Instead, I overruled you, and it was the day after Super Bowl. We should have went with Valentine's.
Yeah.
That's why we didn't have any turnout. Everybody was hungover. All right. 4/13 is the next regular meeting. So let's look at, how does everybody looking for maybe the week of, either the week of the 27th of February or the week of the 3rd of April? Are there any dates anybody wants to throw out there?
The 27th through the 30th is spring break.
Ooh, okay.
So what if we did like the 22nd or 23rd?
How's the 22nd work for you, Megan?
The 22nd of March, later in the evening, I'm already booked in the afternoon. I'm available in the morning or after 5.
And how's the 23rd look?
23rd, I'm booked. I'm sorry.
No, no problem. Okay. How do you look for the 22nd, Gary?
22nd in the evening, I would be fine.
Amanda?
I'd be fine that day too.
Chase, you good for the 22nd? I think you suggested it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. 22nd, Wednesday in the evening. And you said, which one of you said after 5? Was that you, Megan?
That's me. Five on, I would be okay. I could make.
You want to just, do you think 2 hours is appropriate? You know, Gary and Chase, Amanda, do you guys think if we did schedule like 5 to 7, we could get enough knocked out to make it worthwhile?
I would hope so.
I think it'd be a good start at least.
Okay. Well, let's target that, Chase. Let's target the 22nd from 5 to 7.
Okay.
And we'll, it'll need to be, it'll need to be broadcasted on Zoom, right?
Yes, it will.
Before you do that, do you want to check and see if Karen's available on that date? I know that came up earlier in the conversation, and she was involved in the prior meeting in putting this together.
Absolutely, yeah. We should check with her. I'll check with her, and then I also want to check with the city to see if their venue is available, and if not, we'll come up with a different venue. I've got a couple in mind where we can have decent internet. But yeah, we'll check with Karen first.
Might be able to do it at the office. Fingers crossed.
I didn't want to jinx it.
I didn't want to either.
Well, that's one of the goals we can accomplish before the end of the year. We need to accomplish by the 21st. Yeah. Cool. Okay. I will put it on my list to check with Mrs. Kessie. 22nd, 5 to 7. Perfect. Any further discussion that we want to talk about for the SWOT analysis or SWOT update, Chase?
Not that I know of, unless there's another board member that has input. I'm glad to hear it.
Okay, does anybody on the board have any input? Okay. Anybody in the public? Okay. Great. That didn't quite take as long as I thought it was going to.
Yeah.
And going forward.
So I guess moving on. The Scappoose Stormwater Master Plan, they had a meeting on March 6th. I was in attendance. We were led to believe that there was a draft Stormwater Master Plan. Apparently there is not. They were just talking to the city council about what possibly could be in that master plan. They kind of went through a slideshow. When I first looked at it, it looked like a PowerPoint presentation versus an actual engineered master plan, which is what it turned out to be. Some members gave some input from the public. I made a brief speech about how we were concerned that we basically weren't even mentioned in the plan, and how, you know, we are the downstream recipient of the water. Before we get too far into it, I'd actually like to really see the actual plan itself. A PowerPoint presentation is good, but as you remember in 98, well, maybe no, I wasn't here either, but the last master plan was from 1998. You know, it's a couple inches thick. It goes through the entire, you know, stormwater infrastructure, the basis of what they're trying to accomplish. In the PowerPoint presentation, there's what they call capital infrastructures that they're trying to improve, basically upgrading pipes and conveyance structures. And so it'd be very interesting to see what the, not only the purpose of that, but if it could actually have an effect on our system. We haven't been able to receive much of any feedback from the city of Scappoose. During the meeting, they said they met with us. They only actually met with us once, and it was about 2 years ago. And as they alerted us several months back, that was the basically the extent of our participation in the process. And so we're kind of essentially at this point put into the same position as the public. We'll get it when the public gets it. And so I've been tracking this. And at the end of the meeting, they said they would most likely have a draft ready for council presentation in 4 to 6 weeks. So I don't know where that stands at this point. I'm assuming it's going to be 4 to 6 weeks, and we'll just keep tracking it. That's kind of a big one. Anybody have any questions on that?
I did find it kind of interesting how they made the, when somebody questioned them a little bit about the drainage district, it's like, well, you know, we're concerned with the city of Scappoose, and then kind of beyond that, basically they don't care. Like they don't even think about what happens to it after it enters the city.
And that was part of the comment that I made was, you know, just because that's the end of your pipes and that's where it goes, it's, you know, not the end of the actual stormwater. And it was another interesting comment that they had made was, our infrastructure is so far downstream that it doesn't really matter. And I was kind of taken aback by that. I mean, that would be like us saying that a member of our district that lives on the south end and a large distance away from the Evans pump stations, you know, not important and doesn't matter. And that's just kind of dumbfounding to me that that would be the approach.
And I also noticed through that when they were talking about their fee schedules and how they'd be raising fees and their charts they had there, it's like, I don't think anything is factored in there if they have to provide any sort of funds to the drainage district. So it's like, we should have been involved in that process somewhere, because now none of their fee schedules would be correct if they have to reimburse us for some of those costs.
Yeah, like I it'd be interesting to see the full report. I just hope, I probably should have mentioned this during the meeting, that it sounds like they're going to allow public input. I mean, they did the last work session. I just hope they don't just try to kind of push this thing through without receiving any feedback. There were several council members that were surprised that, well, we even exist. And, but, that the, you know, the, it's not like the west side of Scappoose where the water goes out and drains into Scappoose Creek and then just disappears. It you know, depending on the time of year, it may have to be pumped out. And so that's the, there were several of them, I think, we were quite surprised by that, even the mayor himself. So I'm glad we had a presence there, but I really wish we would have had the actual full report. I hope it's not a issue where they give it to us 24 hours in advance. We have to have a public comment in, you know, by the next work session. And so that's kind of my concern. And it's hard for us, you know, to get the report, pull together a board meeting, talk about it, come up with a, you know, a statement. And that's what I struggled with during the meeting, is it's, you know, we never really had an official position or an official opinion on it. And I just tried to stay as neutral as possible and not, you know, state something out of bounds. And so that's, and I don't know how we could alleviate that, but it's a, you know, it might be one of those things, if we know it's coming out, maybe try to pull together a quick special session, you know, single item agenda type deal. Gary, you're highlighted, are you talking?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I just noticed, once we finish talking about this topic, I think we skipped over the F2 representative for the 50-year plan.
Oh, you're right. Whoops. Sorry.
Yeah, good catch. It looks like this 50-year plan is going to be discussed at this Scappoose town meeting also. Chase, did you see that in the little flyer that they sent out?
Yeah, I did. And I mean, I guess if we move back to 7FII, we could put, so Len Wagner was the representative for the SDIC at these meetings. I looked into it. It seems like they meet maybe once a month, maybe not as frequently. There's representatives from all over the local community. There's only a couple representatives that are a voting entity. The rest of them are just participants. And so I was hoping we could basically, we got to find somebody to replace Len. And so, I mean, does anybody want to volunteer to do it?
I volunteer Karen Kessie.
That's the bad part about not being in a meeting.
I think we put it to a vote and it was unanimous also.
Yeah.
Well, and that's something, maybe that's something in this follow-up email, like I mentioned, with, you know, the board member involvement with a lot of these items. Maybe we can, maybe I can ping her for that role and see if she's interested, Chase.
Okay. I'm not sure. I don't think it requires a vote.
When are they, monthly meetings, or what's their meeting schedule? Or do they have like a website or something we can...
Yeah, let me try. Bear with me here.
It says they will meet approximately every other month throughout the course of the project to guide the process. It actually looks like it's their annual town meeting, April 8th at 9 a.m.
So the last time they met looks like January 31. Does everybody see that on your screen?
Yes.
Yes, I can see it.
There's a whole website, it looks like. Oh yeah, there you go. That's what I'm looking at too. Designated to what they are and what they're about.
It's like we're gonna have a presence at the April 8th meeting.
If you look on the, if you open up the,
Bob has his hand up. You want to take some input from Bob?
Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I was just wondering, does anybody know if this is something that the city of Scappoose is doing on its own, or is this something that's mandated by state law as like the periodic changes they have to make to their comprehensive plan? I just wonder if this is something that's... the state's telling them they have to do, or they just decided they want to do it.
I don't have any idea.
Because if the state's telling them they have to do it, there will be a format and a kind of a specific set of guidelines that they have to follow. If they're doing it on their own, who knows?
It almost seems like it's on their own.
Might be interesting to find that out.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Jeff. You know, we represent a lot of municipalities, and I don't think that there's any particular 50-year planning requirement. Although, just as you've been scrolling through here, it looks like one of the outcomes is there going to be some comprehensive plan amendments. And if that's the case, then as Bob mentioned, they'll have to follow the state process for those.
Thanks for that, Jeff. Well, if anybody is interested, I think it would be good to have at least, you know, somebody from SDIC involved with it. I don't know what the criteria is for joining, but if Lynn joined in the past, then maybe there's, you know, maybe we could even tap into him and see how he, you know, how he went about doing that. But I'll do a little research on my end too, Chase. And then if that's something that we think Karen might be interested in, we can run it by her for sure.
Okay. Well,
If you don't mind, I have one more question.
Yeah, shoot.
Does the person who is representing the district, according to the city's rules, have to be a resident of the city of Scappoose?
Don't know. I don't see anything on their website that says criteria for joining. But to be honest, it's the first time I've even heard about them. So. The 15 voting members appointed by the mayor, approval of the council. Down on, yeah, there you go, non-voting members. Committee shall include non-voting representatives from community agency partners, liaisons, purpose providing advice. Agency partners include representatives from, look at that. We're a number of VI, Scappoose Drainage Improvement Company. So, great.
Doesn't sound like they have.
Sorry, for those of you on the phone, we're looking through the City of Scappoose's 50-year plan bylaws, and we're just kind of we're trying to familiarize ourselves with who they are and what they do and how to become involved. Now that Director Wagner was a member of this group.
Doesn't sound like it's a. Almost seems like it's a kind of an advisory committee that probably doesn't have any official charge, but they provide feedback to the council and the mayor, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's the way I gathered it too. Well, I'll put my feelers out. I think we need to schedule another meeting with City Manager Raines anyway, so maybe I'll reach out to her and just see if she can give us some ideas. Yeah. How we can get involved.
If Karen doesn't want to do it, should we find a backup?
Yeah, if Karen's not interested, is anybody else interested in becoming involved with that? Or would you like me to put something together and understand the commitment a little bit better and then send it on?
Yeah, I'd like to read through it a little bit more first.
Okay. Thanks, Amanda. Does that work for you, Chase, as an action plan? I'll do a little bit of homework and put together some stuff from the feedback that I received that shows, you know, who they are, what they do, and what the expectation is to be involved in the process to how to join and become involved. And I can send that out to the board for review. And then we can just see if Karen's interested in that or if Amanda's interested in it.
Yeah, and as a default, I mean, if you guys want me to do it and take on that task too, it's kind of what I'm here for as well.
Well, if we don't have a commitment before the April 8th meeting, I'll plan on attending and I'll just show up and
okay.
And then if I kick that, I'll let you know.
Then the other one, the FII was April 8th. I mean, the 50-year plan sounds like it kind of continues on for a while. The April 8th community meeting is a meeting for the city of Scappoose. It's not not our meeting. Karen said she will be there. She sent her email that she plans on attending. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know if they have like a meet and greet, or the only thing I've seen in the past is like they sit around and put together ideas for the city. And I don't know. So when I looked at it, so in 2022, they kind of put together this workshop. It looks like there was different tables. People kind of gave their input on some maps, and then kind of gave feedback. And I don't know if this was just members from the public, if this was members from the school board, or if this was just kind of open to everybody. But you can see some of these feedbacks were, you know, a bridge from Washington to Oregon. It seems a little ambitious. So I don't know. I'm not really sure the setup. Okay. And I'll try to attend with you, Rob, if you want to go and maybe.
Yeah, let's do it. And then we can report back and figure out, you know, if it's something that adds value and we need to be a part of it, or if it's
okay.
Washington and St. Helens type stuff.
Okay. Is everybody okay with that? Anybody want some input?
Well, on that first sheet that you're on right now, it says SCAPU's 50-year plan workshop annual town meeting. So it must just be a part of their process to have this annual town meeting.
I think this was kind of the kickoff. Because they did put out a questionnaire. I'm not going to go through it right now. We've kind of spent enough time on this. Is that okay with everybody else, though, as if Rob and I attend this and Karen? It's not going to be a SDIC meeting. It's a City of Scappoose meeting.
Yes, I'm fine with it.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Go for it.
And there went my Saturday.
I was expecting a whole bunch of board objection on that one. Saturday at, what is it, 8 a.m.? Great.
Yeah.
No, it looks like a cool event. I mean, it'd be nice to at least familiarize yourself with it. So.
No, I'm joking.
Great.
Does anybody want to retouch on the stormwater master plan, or can we keep moving?
I think we keep moving, but we just really need to keep a close eye on how that evolves. And I think there might be some type of a trigger at some point in time where we need to have a quick meeting and kind of get together and, you know, come up with, if we're going to submit anything or draft anything, then we would need to do that quickly.
Yeah. I really have nothing on rental home. Does anybody else want to comment, any input, anything? As far as I know, all the direct deposits have been taken. Seems to be going good. I haven't received any feedback elsewhere. The only thing I have on legal was on March 7th, we have a follow-up to the previous FOIA that was from Western Resources. It's basically just an update from the subpoena compliance. There's really nothing there. I was going to reach out to Western Resource Legal Center, make sure I completely understand exactly what they're asking. The mapping right now is with the City of Scappoose. I reported earlier, we really haven't received any updates. The only updates we've received is a couple emails saying that they're updating it. So I can pass those along, but I wanted to reach out and make sure that I fully understood exactly what they're asking. And the meeting minutes and the meeting recordings all been posted to the website. I hope that should suffice the other side of it. But like I said, I wanted to double check. So should be relatively easy, I'm hoping. Anybody have any questions, comments?
Did you want to touch on the TMDL stuff under legal too? Or
yeah, and that's the thing. I keep forgetting to put, we got rid of Mercury in, I guess, anticipation of better times, but it's come back with a vengeance.
Well, maybe.
And it's not, so if I go back to my manager's report, I kind of went into length. There's two TMDLs now out there. We have the Willamette Basin Mercury, and then we have the temperature. And I'm not going to go through the whole spiel, but there's basically two sub-basins. There's the Sandy Lower Columbia and the Willamette. The Sandy Lower Columbia is kind of ahead of us. in the process. This has kind of been an expedited process because it's a lawsuit, what I've been told. I did reach out to Jeff Condit, who I hope is still on here. Yeah, he is. I was told from a couple people that the Mercury TMDL had been drawn into a lawsuit or a potential lawsuit, and that was kind of working its way through. And the temperature TMDL, I was hoping that we weren't going to actually get pulled into it. The original draft I read, it doesn't sound like we got pulled into it. But like I said, there's two different basins, and the Columbia Basin, I just received an email today. The advisory committee is meeting in early April to establish who's a designated management authority on those. So, and Jeff, if you want to touch on what you found today.
Chase and Rob asked me to look to see if there had been any litigation filed on the Mercury TMDL, and we could not find any. It could still be working its way through the administrative process, but at least as far as we can tell from a search of the court records, there hasn't been a complaint filed with regard to that specifically. There is a case currently pending at the Court of Appeals, however, which could affect DEQ's authority to sort of require compliance on the part of drainage districts. And this one involves the Klamath Basin, and it's the HEAT TMDL. DEQ adopted the HEAT TMDL and designated the a number of drainage districts and water improvement companies down there as being responsible parties that would need to comply. And that group of drainage districts and water improvement companies challenged that, and they actually prevailed on that question in circuit court. The circuit court found that the authority was too vague and that DEQ didn't do the findings it needed to do to designate all of those parties as responsible parties. And DEQ has appealed that. It's at the Court of Appeals now. DEQ has filed its brief, but so far the districts have not filed their response brief. So that being the current status of the case, I imagine there might be a decision on that in 6 to 8 months, and that could affect, it very, very likely would affect DEQ's authority with regard to including Skaparus in either a HEAT or a Mercury TMDL here. So we'll just have to keep an eye on that case, and I'll keep you posted.
Thanks, Jeff.
Anybody have any questions on that or input, public input, feedback?
Hi, Jason. Susie Dahl with Columbia County.
Yep.
I just want to let you know we have had the DMA for the Mercury TMDL, and we put that together. From what I understand from DEQ, Columbia County will also be designated a temperature TMDL we're going to have to create and a E. coli. And if something happens where the drainage district has to get involved, I'd like to work with you guys because we have drainage improvement companies and the soil water conservation districts listed in our TMDLs as partners that we can work with.
That's good news.
Okay. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Susie. Okay.
I guess with that, we can move on. So the proposed monthly meeting, April 13th, would be our regular monthly board meeting. And it sounds like we've added a March 22nd, 2023 proposed 2-hour work session only, be a single item agenda for the SWOT analysis. Does that sound good to everybody?
Yeah, one thing I might add is, do we want to have an alternate date or two? We don't know whether one of the directors will be available, and we don't know if the room will be available. Or is that something that if we run into that hurdle, we want to address later?
I'm good either way. Whatever. What do you think, Chase?
How does everybody look on the 21st? It'd be the day prior.
I do the 20th or the 21st in the evening, if that helps.
This is Megan. I'm unavailable on the 20th. The 21st, I'd have to check and see if I could move something. It's a possibility.
21st is bunko at my house, so I'm out on the evening of the 21st. I could do earlier in the day, but not in the evening. I got priorities.
Well, maybe what would be easiest, just kind of the essence of time, why don't I'll reach out to Karen and double check on the possibility of the 22nd from 5 to 7. Why don't you folks on the board, if you don't mind, just looking through your calendar for the next, say, 2 to 3 weeks out, and send me over a couple days and times that do work, and I'll cross-reference them with the availability of the city's room and maybe even our SDIC office, and then I'll send out something saying these times work for everybody, just to confirm it.
Chase, when did you say spring break was? It sounded like maybe that didn't work for you.
Yeah, spring break is the 20th through the 20, or I'm sorry, the 27th through the 31st.
Got it. So we should try to block that out.
I mean, I could probably squeeze in a couple hours, especially in the beginning of the week, like Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, or I mean, I could, if as long as it's only a couple hours, I can usually try to squeeze it in.
Well, I think we could.
I don't imagine this being like the last meeting where it went on for a while.
We can try to work around that. We've got a little bit of time there. And actually, I guess we could go into the first part of April if we had to, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Be the 3rd through the 7th, be a week prior to our, I'm trying to figure out. I know they have court, don't they, on?
Yeah, I was just going to say, maybe we should look at their calendar first and see what days are available first and then pick a day.
Okay.
So it looks like they have a council meeting on the 3rd. Work session. I thought there was usually a planning commission stuffed in there somewhere.
I didn't see anything on the 22nd.
No. Can everybody see that on your screen?
I can.
Yeah. Yes, I can too.
Well, let's stick with the 22nd for now. If it doesn't work out, we can probably. I mean, I think as long as we have enough notice and we can collaborate on everybody coming together on a time, and we check with the city, especially.
If the city doesn't work too, for whatever, we have a backup venue or two that we can use too if we need to. I'd prefer to have it at the city because it's convenient, but
yeah, it just has to make sure we satisfy the virtual participation requirement and the ADA accessible.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, I'll check with Karen. I already emailed her. So when I get some feedback from her about the 22nd, once that's confirmed, I can talk with the city. But in the meantime, I think just as a backup plan, if you guys could send me over a couple dates that do work in days and times, that way I have I'll collaborate all those and see where there's synergies, and then I'll reach back out.
Okay, action items.
And just to be clear, the board members, we're looking for, I guess it'd be any time that is available, right, Chase, between the 13th and the maybe the 10th?
Yeah.
Really is next Monday and as late as the second Monday of April. So anytime that is available for folks between then, just shoot it over to me and I'll put it in a spreadsheet. We'll see where there's some overlap.
And there could be, we can do it at night. The last meeting we did during the day when city staff was on hand. I think once the city closes down, we kind of have to talk one of the staff into being there, because we have to log in through their computer to be able to access the video conference type programs. We don't have an account with the city's computer system.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, fingers crossed for the 22nd. Yep. Okay. So that was the upcoming meetings, review of action items. I have a couple that I want to go over just really quick. One of them is already done. We need to check with, I don't want to beat this dead horse, but check with Karen on the date of the 22nd. I already emailed her that. So as soon as I have confirmation from that, I'll follow up with everybody. Let's see. It looks like we've already agreed to the work session. We have a $13,000 transfer in the state pool account. And then I'm going to email each board member to see if there's just to check interest for any of the subcategories under the manager's report to be part of that. And then we're going to have the handbook available for next meeting to adopt and review. Is that something we're going to have time to review ahead of time, Chase? You already have sent that out to everybody, right?
Yeah, I have. I've received a little feedback. Kind of take those adjustments in and try to amalgamate in there. But yeah, the draft I've sent out, and I'll try to change it up and send out a new draft.
So between now and next meeting, if we could all put our eyes on that draft so we're familiar with what we're thinking about adopting for the next meeting, that'd be great. And then we'll have a conversation about the IOU, Chase, some documents on the COLA and how that's structured with other entities. There's a couple cities and a couple counties that I was looking at before that had like minimums of 2 and maximums of 4 and every, you know, different variations of that type of systems.
Yeah.
Did I miss anything? Anybody have any other action items we should add to this list?
Yeah, we need 2 board members to go to the office and sign checks.
Thank you, Chase. All right.
Are those ready now?
They are.
Yeah, I can go and sign.
Thank you, Carrie.
Yeah, I'll go over in the morning after I drop kids off.
Awesome. Thank you both. Perfect. Okay, one last chance. Any other public comment? Anybody have anything to say before we adjourn? Any board comment? Okay, I'll send out that list of action items here in just a little bit, Chase, so we have it. Any last comments from you, Chase?
The only thing I have, not official, the member roster will come out from the county April 1st. That doesn't require any action item or anything. It's just kind of something to be aware of. And I need to start adding the mercury to the agenda. I keep forgetting. I apologize. So okay. The public is aware.
All right, everyone. Well, it is 7:20. Went a little over our normal time, but I think this was definitely good back and forth meeting. Bob, I appreciate your questions, and same with you, Marie. I'll follow up on those questions too, Bob, as I do a little more exploring with that 50-year plan, and I'll circle back to you with those answers. But thanks everybody for attending on such a raining, cold night. We'll go ahead and adjourn this meeting at 7:20 on the 9th, and everybody have a good evening.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Good night.
Thank you.